You are Locked On Orioles, your daily Baltimore Orioles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Orioles fans. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, 2021, and welcome back in to the Locked On Orioles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. As always, I am your host, Connor Newcomb, and today we are continuing on with our minor league preview week here on the podcast. Yesterday, if you joined us for that one and listened in, a great episode with Nick Stevens, one of the co-hosts of the BSL On the Verge podcast, as we previewed the Orioles AAA team, the Norfolk Tides. And today, we go down to the AA level as Adam Pohl, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Bowie Bay Sox, will be joining us to preview Bowie's 2021 season. So that is all coming up on this episode as we are going to get right into it. But first, got to tell you about another podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And frankly, it has to do with minor leagues and prospects as well. And if you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. Follow Locked On MLB Prospects on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods. So today we will be previewing the Orioles' AA affiliate, the Bowie Bay Sox, coming off that great 2019 season in which they really rode that great rotation that included guys like Bruce Zimmerman and Zach Lowther and Michael Bauman and Dean Kramer and others all the way to the AA Eastern League Championship Series. And this year, you know, the roster looks very, very different because all those guys either in AAA or, as you know, have been in the major leagues already with the Orioles. And after one night of Bowie Bay Sox baseball, with opening day for minor league baseball being last night, you got to be pretty excited about it because DL Hall, the Orioles' second-ranked pitching prospect, started in AA Bowie on opening day for his AA debut. He shined. 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs, no hits, 10 Ks, 2 walks, and a hit batter. He was ridiculous, was throwing it up there at 99 with the fastball. The slider and curve were looking great. The changeup, he had good command on too, which is good to see. Just frankly dominated the lineup of the Altoona Curve, the Pittsburgh Pirates AA team with 10 strikeouts and 4 1/3. It was fun to watch. Head over to our Twitter, at Locked On Orioles. There is a video of all 10 DL Hall strikeouts from last night. But of course, we will talk about DL Hall. We will, of course, talk about Adley Rutschman, who will be in Bowie, and all the other exciting prospects who will be with the Bay Sox this year. So without further ado, we are joined by Adam Pohl. Again, he is the longtime play-by-play voice of the Bowie Bay Sox, the Orioles' AA affiliate, as we preview the 2021 season for the Bay Sox. Adam, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here in what I'm sure is becoming a crazy week for you. We are just one day before Bay Sox opening day.
That's right, Connor, but thank you so much for having me on again, and you do great work. It's pretty. It's great to be a part of this this conversation and show. So really, really excited for it.
And so, you know, you are here on what will be day two of our our Orioles minor league week here on the podcast as we take a look, of course, at the AA Bowie Bay Sox. Now, for everyone listening, we are recording this on Monday. It will be posted Wednesday, so hopefully we'll have you know, hopefully we'll have 3 or 4 no hit innings from DL Hall and you know, from
right.
From Gray Fenter.
Hey, quick story. I got to jump in, Connor.
Go for it.
Right. So my dad was in the U.S. Army band. All right, he was a clarinet player. This is in the mid to late 1980s. He's in Japan. Okay, he's on a month long tour in Japan. He's in Tokyo. He's on the phone with me, and my mom tells me, Adam, did you know for Dad, it's actually tomorrow, right? And I'm watching this big Cavs game. I'm throwing into Scott Stevens, Dale Hunter, you know, throwing elbows or whatever back in the late 80s. And I just go, well, Dad, who won the game? So that's what I'm asking all of our listeners, who won the game? Right? So,
listen, DL Hall touched 100. Gray Fenter looked great. The back end of the bullpen closed it out, and Adley hit 2 home runs. So, if you're listening right now, it was a perfect debut for Bowie. But we wanted to get into this roster because, you know, this is obviously where the Orioles want to stash a lot of their top prospects most of the time, and we know some great players have gone right from Bowie to the major leagues in the past. You know, most notably Manny Machado. But, you know, this team, it seems like, to me, has even more prospects than, you know, kind of career minor league guys even this year than it has in the past. So I kind of wanted to start with the pitchers. And I know, you know, it's not going to be a five-man rotation to start because Mike Elias and others have talked about how there's going to be a lot of piggybacking going on with these starters. But, you know, obviously the big name is DL Hall, and we know about that. But I wanted to kind of talk about the guys after Hall. You know, I mentioned Gray Fenter, guys like him, Kyle Bradish, you know, Kevin Smith, and others. You know, what will those starters who are going to, you know, maybe not called starters, but guys who will throw extended innings kind of look like behind DL Hall?
Yeah, I think that it's looking like the five guys that are going to start, it's going to be a five-man rotation. I don't know if it's going to flip-flop. You know, a lot of times when you got piggybacking starters, what that means is that, like, one time through the rotation, one guy starts, and then the next guy, and then he gets followed by a long reliever. But then that also means sometimes the next time through the rotation, it's flip-flop, so the long reliever would start, and then the starter from the first one will be the long reliever, if that makes sense. I don't have a sense as to if that's going to be the way. But the first time through the rotation, the first five starters of the Bay Sox is going to be Hall, Bradish, Smith, then Ofelke, Peralta, and then Brennan Hanafy. They're all very different pitchers, so it's going to be a lot of fun. The other thing about them is they're all guys that have never pitched at AA in the Orioles organization. Of those five guys, only Smith has pitched at the AA level. He made six starts in AA Binghamton in 2019. You know, before jumping into the pitchers, though, I thought you made a very astute observation. You know, in the Showalter Duquette era, what you saw in the Orioles minor league system was AAA was just full of veterans. Ed Showalter wanted to have guys that had played in the big leagues in AAA. So what that happened is that it made AA a logjam. It was very tough as a prospect to go from AA to AAA. And you had some guys like a Machado or even Dylan Bundy who basically went straight from AA to the bigs, right? Because AAA was almost like, a farm home of just tons of guys that were, in essence, ready to be an injured big league player's backup. That's not how this new regime is going to use AAA. So it makes the AA team a much younger ball club, and it really is remarkable that we have a lot of young, good prospects. You're seeing a lot that, of course, are going within the system, like Rutschman and DL Hall, that are top picks, but you're also seeing a lot that have come from trades. Kevin Smith is one, Brash is another, Taron Vavra is another that we'll talk about in this conversation, and still the third piece of that equation is not there yet, right? So the Orioles are beginning to sink a lot of money in Latin America into their facilities, which is a huge news for Baltimore and the organization going forward this year, but also into the players they're picking there. But that takes a long time to harvest those nuts. We always just think in a major league capacity what that looks like, but when you're signing 16-year-olds, it takes a long time to get good AA ball players. The average AA player is 24 years old. So when you're signing guys in the last year or two that are 16, you're still, you know, a great AA ball player or a prospect will get to AA at the age of 20. So we're still years away from seeing that Latin impact, even just in Bowie. But I know that if you're looking at the forest from the trees, the hope is that once you've got a lot of these traded guys, these top picks that are in the big leagues that make the Orioles good, that then you'll see this Latin infusion that will help both.
Yeah.
So that you'll be good going forward in that regard.
Yeah, and I kind of like how this roster is. You know, there's going to be, you know, Mike Elias only took over in 2019, a lot of holdover from previous regime guys that were drafted. But it feels like it's the Mike Elias players who he's mostly traded for also are kind of sprinkled in to this roster as well. And, you know, two of those guys that I think people are going to really have their eyes on are going to be Kevin Smith and Kyle Bradish. And they are two guys who, you know, we haven't seen pitch in an Oriole minor league game at all, but I think are two guys who, just from what, you know, Orioles fans have been hearing from people in the system and then in the Angels and Mets system as well, all they're hearing are these glowing reviews of these two guys. And I think, you know, obviously everybody's got their eyes on DL Hall because he is, you know, the top pitching prospect on this team. But behind them, I feel like a lot of people are going to be really interested in what Smith and Bradish can do because they're finally going to be on the field with an Orioles team.
That's a really good point. Bradish is really an important piece because many feel that he is the most talented of the four pitchers that came to the Orioles in the Dylan Bundy trade. And then Bundy wasn't a dominant pitcher for Baltimore. But what he represented for the Orioles obviously was, you know, a guy that made the big leagues as a teenager, this phenom prospect. And you want a trade of a player like Bundy to provide you long-term worth. And Bradish might be the guy that can do that. You know, he's a right-handed, or he's a pitcher, of course, that has very good stuff. And it's going to be fun to watch Bradish get after guys this year. I think when you look at reviews of players and what they did in 2020, a lost year, Bradish is almost spoken of as a guy that took up maybe the biggest jump. And so that's going to be really, really exciting to see how that translates on the field. He has never pitched at the AA level before. Smith is a pitcher that the Orioles got from the Mets. He has a profile that is a little bit more like some of the other pitchers, I should say, in the system, like John Means, Bruce Zimmerman, Zach Lowther, Alex Wells, meaning a guy that has great pitch ability as a left-hander, very good command of his stuff, but he's also a guy that's not throwing that hard, right? So he is a guy that's a 90, 91 mile an hour fastball guy. He was the Mets minor league pitcher of the year in 2019. The Orioles regime here, this Elias regime, has showed that they've been able to take these guys that struggle as far as great velocity but can really pitch as lefties. And with the right work ethic from that player, they can turn them into viable big league starters. And so it's going to be fun to see if Smith can be another guy in this line that we're seeing, you know, that could become a difference maker for the Orioles. So those are two big guys. Smith was the guy, of course, that came over in the Miguel Castro trade. So he's another guy that is a traded for prospect in the Elias regime. Because if you think about it here, a lot of times AA roster is composed of a lot of collegiate ball players that are top 10 round picks that were drafted 2 years ago. And when you look at it, that's what Adley Rutschman is, right? But none of the other 2019 picks are starting the year in Bowie. So I think there's going to be a big push, if I had to guess, from that first Elias draft. A lot of position players, I think they're going to be working their way up to Bowie over the course of this season. And it's going to be really fun to watch that Aberdeen lineup in high A that had so much success in short season Aberdeen, and then of course in Delmarva in 19, to see them try to push their way to Bowie over the course of the year.
Yeah, that's going to be the big thing, and you know, we'll get to the hitters here in a second, but you know, kind of behind those names we just talked about at length, you know, there's also a lot of exciting names who were, you know, homegrown Orioles guys who have a lot to prove. You know, you mentioned Ofelky Peralta. You know, we know he throws hard, but can he, you know, put it all together here in Double A? You got Gray Fenter, who it's got to be a good sign that the Cubs took him in the Rule 5 draft. It means another organization saw something in him. So now that he's back, maybe he can, you know, do it with the Orioles. Nick Vespi was one of those great pitchers that was in Delmarva a couple of years ago. Brennan Hanafy has, you know, done all this work. You know, we've heard more about offseason work about Brennan Hanafy than maybe any other Orioles pitcher.
So we will get back to our Bowie Bay Sox chat with Adam Pohl, but first gotta tell you about Built Bar. You know Built Bar. It's the best tasting protein bar ever, but it's got all these delicious flavors. Did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? Now, you know, everybody has their favorite. For me, peanut butter brownie. That is my favorite Built Bar. I mean, the taste, incredible, and it's good for you too. That's the best thing. But not only are Built Bars great tasting, they're healthy too. That is the big part of this, although that peanut butter brownie bar does taste like you're eating a candy bar every single time. Most of the flavors, 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. They are good for you. You don't have to feel bad eating them, and they are very, very tasty. And don't know what to get your mom for Mother's Day? Well, most moms I know love Built Bar. Send her a box, and you're sure to be her favorite, at least for a while, until you get her the next box of Built Bars. So go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And this episode of the Locked On Orioles podcast is also brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring. They're available now through Mother's Day, only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10x10. The collection features high-quality fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and it's fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. The ring from Platt Boutique, it is amazing. So simple and clean, but incredible vintage details. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, though, so find them now by searching the words 10x10, only at BlueNile.com.
Because you started mentioning those guys, and we start at the catcher position. And, you know, right now there's kind of like four catchers in AAA Norfolk, but in AA Bowie, of course, we have two catchers. One of them is Chris Hudgens, who I think people are excited about. He came over in the minor league version of the Rule 5 draft. But, you know, Chris, sorry, you're going to be a little overshadowed when your other catcher, of course, is Adley Rutschman. So, you know, I just have to get the Adley question in there. You know, just what's kind of the level of excitement knowing that, like, you know, there's a good chance that for most of this season, you're going to get to watch Adley play baseball every night.
Incredible, huh? In my career, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of top five picks to be able to follow guys like Matt Wieters, Manny Machado, Dylan Bundy, Kevin Bosman. I haven't had a number one pick, right? I wasn't around for Big Ben. So, of course, Ben McDonald was the Oriole pick in 1989, the only other number one pick. Rutschman is such a unique guy because he would have been the number one pick of the draft in 2018 as well. You know, how many guys would have been the number one pick in two different years, right? I mean, it's really phenomenal that he, on a national title-winning team, went from a .234 hitter as a freshman to hitting .408. He drove home 83 runs in, like, you know, 60 games or whatever. Had a .500 on base percentage. And then he's got to go back again with a roster that's not as potent with Oregon State as a junior. And he ends up doubling his home run total, hitting the same. He hit .411. And then he had a .575 on base percentage. I mean, I didn't even stutter there. That's unbelievable. Like, so it's interesting. There's been a push to see Rutschman even at a higher level than Bowie, but here almost immediately from a lot of fans. But he's played 37 pro games. You know, that's it. 37 minor league games. And I think the cool thing about AA is this is the prospect league, right? And when you look at a lot of these ball players, I'm just thinking back through the years, you know, whether it was Wieters or Machado or Scope. Even pitchers like Bundy, Zach Britton, they all have something in common, and it's that of the four full season levels between low A, high A, double A, and triple A, they played the majority of that time. They played more time they spent at the double A level. There's a reason for that. I think that's going to continue. I think we've seen that Mike Elias with guys like Dean Kramer and Bruce Zimmerman and Lowther and Well and everything, they like to give guys about a year's time at double A. I don't think Rutschman's going to be with the Bay Sox all year, but I also don't think he's going to be with us for a few weeks and then move on. So it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the defensive side of Rutschman as much as the offensive. And it is kind of a bummer that we can't get to meet him, you know, face to face, talk to him in that way, like I would in the usual year. But all in all, it's going to be a joy to watch Rutschman, and he's going to have to carry this lineup. You know, I mean, the Bay Sox team, it looks like a team that's really loaded in pitching, but it's not going to have a very deep lineup. Can this team score enough runs to win? We'll have to see. But Rutschman is not a bad bat to have in the middle of that lineup. And then one other thing, they said that he's going to play some first base, so. To me, it's looking like where a catcher usually plays, even a number one catcher four or five times a week, that Rutschman's going to play every day. You know, he's going to DH
right.
Or play a game here or there at first, so he's bats in the lineup night in and night out.
And that can only help him going forward, you know, if you know, once he gets to the major leagues and, you know, they want to give him a day off behind the dish, if he can move to first and show that he can do it a little bit, you know, that just makes it easier to keep him in the lineup, maybe give his knees a break. And also, I'm sure they want to get a look at Hudgens because he is a guy who's coming into the system this year and give him a chance to catch. But I wanted to talk about the rest of that lineup that you talked about, because obviously you look at the hitters on this team, and obviously the name Adley Rutschman pops out because, you know, him and maybe Taron Vavra are the only two like fairly highly ranked hitting prospects in the Orioles system that are on this team right now. And I find it interesting, especially in the infield, because you look at Norfolk and there is, you know, basically four infielders with either major league experience or are on the cusp in Norfolk. Then you look down at Aberdeen and, you know, and Delmarva, and all those infielders who were drafted in the last couple of years are all down there. So kind of in the middle of this is Bowie. And it's kind of like, you know, Vavra is a guy who a lot of people are excited about. And then there's all these names, JC Ascara, Caden Grenier, you know, Willie Yan, that kind of have a good chance, I feel like, to really prove themselves in like the first month of the season before the Orioles think about, you know, even promoting some guys.
Folks, you got a good host in this Locked On Orioles podcast, Connor. You're reading my mind. It's exactly what I feel. It really is. I think that when you just think about the Orioles at the big league level now, you know, you got a lot of young, really good outfielders. Yusmeil Diaz hasn't even broken through yet. You know, he gotten a chance. And even with some injuries here, you know, Hayes being out, Santander being out a little bit. Obviously, the catching position has a lot of depth. You've got guys like Mountcastle, Mancini at first. So if you're trying to break through on this Orioles team right now, you know, playing second, short, or third is the way to go. And there's a lot of guys here at the AA level that have a chance to really prove themselves. And I think that Caden Grenier is one that stands out to me because obviously he was a first-round supplemental pick. He's been a career 236 hitter in his first two professional years. Of course, that's really a year and a half. So this is a big opportunity. You know, he's somebody that was really hurt by losing the 20 season. But if he can show that he could be a solid defensive shortstop, right? That's a huge asset to the organization. He doesn't have to hit 300 if you're playing, you know, well at short. If he's a good defensive shortstop and hitting 260, 270 at the AA level, he could be in the bigs very quickly. Vavra is really exciting. He's got baseball bloodlines. His father and two older brothers were each, all of them were minor league ball players. And so he really grew up around the game. His father was a coach with the Twins when he was a kid, so he kind of grew up around big league clubhouses. And Vavra is a ball player that, you know, he's a 300 hitter that also has a great eye. So that's exciting. I mean, obviously, he's had a little bit of pop, but altogether, getting on base is big, and the Orioles do need some more on-base percentage type guys. This is something we're going to see a lot of going forward, coming from the Elias regime, as far as the players they bring in or draft to the system. If Vavra fits that billing, he led the South Atlantic League in on-base percentage 2 years ago. So first crack at Double A, he's never even played high A baseball. It's going to be a test for him, but boy, he's got a big opportunity. So there's a lot of guys and a lot of great stories of guys. Willian's maybe the best. He basically created an adult baseball team to play in a league in Connecticut, even creating their logo and jerseys so that he could play last year. I mean, he is an unbelievable ball player to watch, and I can't wait to see Willie play that scrappy kind of Pete Rose-esque style of baseball that you have to love Willie Yan as a ball player. He's always got a completely dirty jersey, and he's one of my favorites to watch. So altogether, opportunity, I think, is abound, you know, for these infielders. But in the same regard, time is of the essence because there's a big group of players coming, and they need to shine and shine quickly. And I think that's going to be a big thing this year. You know, these guys didn't play last year for the majority of players in the Orioles minor league system as a whole. And there's going to be a lot of, you know, it's going to be, hey, we need to get in here and we need to show what we are immediately. So it's going to be very, very interesting out of the gate to watch who's able to exceed in a high-pressure situation.
Yeah, you know, if you're one of these guys, you can't help but look over your shoulder at Gunnar Henderson, at Adam Hall, at Jordan Westberg, at Anthony Servideo, and know that, you know, even in 2021, those guys could be coming to the AA level. And, you know, not all these infielders may, you know, survive this whole season at AA. So, you know, we will see how it works out. But wanted to finish, of course, with the outfield. And there are only three true outfielders on this team. And you've got guys in Jalen Ferguson, Zach Jarrett, and Robert Nystrom, who all obviously showed that they have separated themselves a little bit from these other guys. And I think, you know, we've gotten to the point where the Orioles are the deepest of anywhere at the big league level in the outfield, whereas it's not as deep, maybe, maybe, you know, in the minor league system right now. And that is why, you know, there may only be three outfielders. Of course, you know, we might see players like Vavra or others, you know, get some time, Canelo as well, get some time in the outfield to, you know, kind of give these guys some days off, obviously. But, you know, it is interesting to see, you know, what, you know, you have heard about any of these three guys, which is maybe the reason why they separated themselves from what felt like, you know, a large group of kind of jumbled outfielders between the Aberdeen and Bowie talent level that allowed these three to be the ones who are in Double A this year.
Yeah, I'm going to focus on two of them. I think Garrett has got a little bit of a leg up in one way in that, you know, he's really had success in the lower levels of the minors and had a little bit of a struggle in his first taste of Bowie on a very good 2019 team for the Bay Sox. So for Jarrett, he's a guy, kind of a high exit velocity guy. You know, when he hits it, he hits it. And he's a ball player that I think getting that taste and having a little bit of a tough time at Double A could really benefit him this year. So I'm looking for good things from Zach Jarrett in 21. And then, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to come to fruition, but a few years ago I was talking to the Orioles hitting coordinator at the time, and Jeff Manto, you know, former Oriole big leaguer. And Jeff, he told me that Newstrom, of all the position players at that time, 3 years ago now, in Class A Delmarva, that Newstrom was the guy that he could see as a big leaguer most easily. So I think that Newstrom is a ball player. He was actually a collegiate teammate with Mason McCoy at Iowa, the AAA shortstop this year for Norfolk. Very solid ball player, and I think that he is one of these guys that's not on the prospect radar, not on the top, you know, 30 list. That is just a solid ball player that wouldn't be a surprise if he's a big leaguer when it's all said and done.
So we will finish up our Bowie Bay Sox preview with Adam Pohl in just a second, but first got to tell you about BetOnline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action over at betonline.ag. But it's not just baseball. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC and MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, and you can receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that is promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
So before we wrap up, Adam, I did want to do a little bit of rapid fire, just a couple of questions about, you know, maybe some other guys either we didn't go in depth to or didn't even mention at all on this roster. So the first thing would be, give me a name. It can be a pitcher or a hitter who we maybe haven't mentioned or just mentioned in crossing, who you think is kind of underrated. And, you know, by the time we get to June or July, you know, many more Orioles fans are going to know this name.
You know, maybe Vavra. I mean, we talked about Vavra already, but I think that he's got a real opportunity to shine. But if it's a guy that we even talked about, I always like relievers in that spot. I feel like Double A relievers, if they excel, can move up quickly. And Steve Klimek is that hard fastball, 95 miles an hour, great curveball, had an outstanding 2019 between Advanced A Frederick and Double A Bowie. Really hurt by the fact that he didn't get to play last year because he could have moved up and pitched in the bigs last year, I think, if he had an opportunity. So he's going to be a big one to watch, a late round draftee out of St. Bonaventure. That was he was a nanny during the pandemic. How can you not root for the nanny? He wants me to call him Manny. So we lost Manny Machado, but we got the next Manny in Steve Klimek, the man's nanny.
There you go. For my pick on that one, I'm going to give people the other outfielder in Jalen Ferguson. I actually saw him in Aberdeen a few times a couple of years ago. And, you know, he's not the most jump off the page prospect. He's not the most exciting prospect, but there's a reason he is the third guy in that outfield in Double A. And I think, you know, he is definitely not on a lot of people's radars, but he was just kind of a fun player to watch play in Aberdeen a couple times. And I'm definitely excited about him. Is there anybody for the next kind of rapid fire who, you know, besides Adley Rutschman, who, you know, many fans are expecting to get to Norfolk at some point, is there anyone you were a little surprised maybe that was still on the Bowie roster you thought would either start in AAA or might be pretty close to getting that jump to AAA?
Yeah, to be honest, I was not surprised that Adley was in Double A. You know, but I would say, you know, a little bit more on the veteran side. You know, reliever like Tyler Irwin, who had a very good year in Bowie in 2019. Kind of everybody else that was with the Bay Sox for a full season and had a good season in 2019 is in Triple A. So I was a little bit surprised by that. I'm just trying to think of another name. It's such a younger roster, you know. I mean, usually the Bay Sox have a lot of returnees. It's not the case. And the only guy that's a veteran from another organization that had played at higher levels is Malkin Canelo. Canelo, formerly in the Phillies system. He was in Double A Reading and a starter at second base for both 2017 and 18, and then he was an everyday starter in Triple A Lehigh Valley in 19. So he would be kind of an outlier on this roster, a guy with a lot of experience. You know, three full seasons at Double A or higher. He's probably played more Double A games than the rest of the Bay Sox roster combined.
And my guy for that would actually be Cody Sedlock for me. I really did think, you know, after he was moved to a bullpen role with Bowie, of course, in 2019, and you know, not that I'd given up on him being a starter, but I felt like, you know, his path to the big leagues probably now would be a little better in relief, and he showed definitely some, honestly, better flashes when he was coming out of the bullpen, and I thought they would give him, because he's older, the former first-round pick, thought they would give him a shot in that Triple-A bullpen, but he is still in Bowie, and, you know, we heard today, is he going to be stretched out again back into a starter, it sounds like?
So he won't be in the initial starting five, so he'll be one of these piggyback guys like Fenter will be. So it'll be interesting to see how that works, if he's going to be like once in relief, once as a starter. But his first outing will almost assuredly, you know, come in a long relief role. I mean, the thing about Sedlock, he's the only guy that won a game for the Bay Sox in their championship series in 2019, you know. So he's obviously finally got healthy in 19. I've mentioned this a few times. Just a killer that he couldn't pitch in 20. You know, he was hurt in 17, he was hurt in 18, comes out, has a healthy 2019, put up some good numbers, and 2020 was a huge year for him. You know, he probably would have started in Bowie with a great chance to get to Norfolk. So now here he is after a year off. You know, what is it going to be? Now, the only other thing about that is dealing with so many, you know, different variances of injury. There's a chance that taking a year off for his arm might have been a huge jolt for him. So I don't know. We'll just have to see. But he's a big wild card here. And for a Bay Sox roster that's probably going to see four or five first-round – well, Kaden Granger's a first-round pick. You know, it could be up to six first-round picks on this roster at some point this year. Some people forget that Sedlock is one of them.
Yeah, it feels like he's going to be kind of the grizzly veteran for this pitching staff, because it is so young. The Cody Sedlock is going to kind of be the guy who's, you know, been in this Orioles system for the longest, who, you know, can maybe help out some of these, you know, younger guys as well. You know, the pressures of being a first round pick, you know, maybe he can help out D.L. Hall with stuff like that. But definitely hoping to see him advance to Norfolk at some point. And you know, I know it's been tough for him with injuries, but I think I share in a lot of Orioles fans just want him to get that shot at some point at the major leagues, to at least give him that one chance, being a former first-round pick. But Adam, thank you so much for joining the pod once again to go over this Bowie roster. As you know, as people listen to this, the season will be underway for the Bay Sox. But let everybody know where they can find you, and where they can listen to and watch Bowie games. And then also, I know you guys are putting out a podcast this year as well, and a little bit more content. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, exactly. So my Twitter handle is at Poll Adam, P-O-H-L-A-D-A-M. But generally what we're going to do is, you know, we've got games online. You can listen at baysox.com. MILB app is available. We're going to try to put these games out as well on our Twitter Live and our Facebook Live and other feeds that are like that also. So hopefully people can watch an Oriole game and listen to a Bay Sox game simultaneously. Now, you can buy, for a subscription, MILB TV. I think at the Bay Sox website right now, you could get some percentage off for the season, the annual rate. So with that, you could watch the majority of minor league baseball games, right? You'll always have the home broadcast. Every Bay Sox game, because every team in Double A has MILB TV, so every Bay Sox game, home or road, will be on it. So if you want to watch Rutschman play all year long, you know, you can purchase this subscription. and you're good to go. On the podcast side, we're going to try to put our interviews up that we do, you know, for our pregame shows. We're going to try to, you know, do game highlights, kind of recap type deals, and then give other talk and perspective, kind of like what we just did here for the last half hour, Connor, about the Bay Sox as things move along and kind of matriculate through the season. So that's on just about all podcasting platforms. If you just search Bay Sox, B-A-Y-S-O-X, it'll come up. The title of the podcast is Bowie Bay Sox, so there's really no title. but basically we'll have different types of little shows that we'll put up. So we'll have a daily show, we'll have, you know, we'll put up an interview with a player. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
So we're going to provide a lot of content in that way, and just follow the Bay Sox on Twitter as well, and it's going to make it a lot of fun for you guys as Oriole fans, because obviously 2 years ago the Bay Sox won the finals, and you had Dean Kramer, Bruce Zimmerman, Cedric Mullins, Austin Hayes, you know, you had all these guys as part of that team. It doesn't take long, right? So in a year or two, for Rutschman 1 year, but for many of the Bays, you know, 2 years, you're going to be watching a lot of these Bay Sox players over the course of this 21 season as big contributors in Baltimore for what we hope is a contending team. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how this happens, and obviously this is the year the top prospects are coming through Bowie. You know, Rutschman, Hall, probably Rodriguez in time. Who knows with Kerstad? He's becoming more of a long shot, obviously, as time continues, but it wouldn't be a shocker if he's dominant that he finished the season at Bowie. So there's a lot of excitement at Prince George's Stadium.
So our thanks again, of course, go out to Adam Pohl, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Bowie Bay Sox, who will be back there with Bowie this season calling the Bay Sox games. They will be calling the games remotely when they're on the road, like they are starting this season in Altoona, but he will be at Prince George's Stadium for those home games as well, and on MILB.TV, which all their games will be streamed there as well. It was so much fun to watch DL Hall pitch last night with 10 strikeouts over the 4 1/3 scoreless, and it's going to be fun to watch him and Adley and many, many more on this team all season long. But it really is interesting, you know, to see the guys like Adley and Taron Vavra, and then have, you know, the infield, as we talked about, really be open. You know, all those younger infielders are in Delmarva or Aberdeen. They're going to be pushing for Bowie spots. You know, Gunnar Henderson homered his first at bat with Delmarva last night. So all these guys are going to start pushing. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how these guys who are in Bowie right now, who none of them are really top prospects as far as the infielders go, can really hold on to their spots. And then, of course, you've got the pitchers who are going to be so interesting, you know, even behind DL Hall, with the guys like Brennan Hanafy and, you know, Gray Fenter and Ofelki Peralta and Cody Sedlock and others for the Bowie Bay Sox. But thanks again to Adam Pohl. Of course, he's a great guest. We're going to have him on many more times this season to talk Bowie. Also, his partner in Bowie, Paul Fritschner, who is there this year. He's been on this pod once before. We'll have him on many times as well to talk about the Bay Sox. Now, before we get going, do have to tell you about one other podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and that is the Locked On Today podcast. And today on the Locked On Today podcast, who is the best superhero in the NBA? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods. So, of course, today the Orioles, you know, we haven't been talking much about the big league club, but, you know, the series has been going okay so far in Seattle, and they will finish it up with a day game, 3:40 Eastern time against the Mariners, and it is John Means Day. Means, the Orioles ace, back to the mound. It's always fun to watch him pitch, so hope you enjoy that today if you're listening to this on time. If you're not, you're listening to it after, I'm sure he dominated the Mariners like he has dominated pretty much every team he has faced this year. And then we will be back on the pod tomorrow to continue minor league week. We are going down to the Aberdeen Ironbirds, no longer a short season team. They are now a full season high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. And Bob Phelan, another one of the co-hosts of the BSL On the Verge podcast, which covers all things Orioles minor leagues, Bob, who's been on this pod a couple of times before, he will be joining us tomorrow to preview the season for the Aberdeen Ironbirds and break down all the exciting players that are on that roster. So that comes up tomorrow, but until then, I'm Connor Newcomb, and this has been the Locked On Orioles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.